Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday we concluded our broadcast with a question that will be discussed today. Brother Andy, in your broadcast of Revelation chapter 4 and 5, you referred to the four beasts as redeemed people. In Revelation 2 and 3, you referred to the angels of the seven churches as pastors. You also said the rider of the white horse in Revelation 6 is not the Lord Jesus Christ. I've not heard these teachings before, and I don't understand them. Can you clarify them for me? Let's listen as Dr. Bloom gives the answer. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Okay, now, in answer to this question, I tell you, that's a good question, and I like the idea that he's listening to our broadcast. So I answered this dear brother. I says, I want to, first of all, thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And we're encouraged when people write to tell us they're listening, whether they agree or not. I also appreciate that you went back to our website to listen to the broadcast again, which he did say in his letter. You also were fulfilling scripture from Acts 17:11, in which the people at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica, in that they searched the scriptures to see if those things were so. God bless you for doing that, my brother. And I mean that. Now, in answer to your questions, first is concerning the four beasts, and why would I refer to them as Christians or as saved people? Well, one knows that angels cannot be redeemed. Every angel is a separate creation. Jesus died on the cross for all men. As in Adam all die, in Christ all shall be made alive. And what does that mean? Well, when Adam sinned, he fell, and is our human representative, you might say. The fact that he is the father of the human race, we inherited that sin nature from him. So when we're born with a sin nature, and we're born headed to hell. And of course, that's easy to understand. We do not teach people, our children, we don't teach them how to lie and how to do things that are bad. We correct them. We try to teach them how to do good. They already know how to do bad inherently. And so, we find that we are represented by Adam, as in Adam all die. However, each angel is a separate creation. Christ could die for all man, for all time, in his one-time sacrifice. But to die for an angel, he'd have to die for each angel there is. And how many there are, I have no idea. But I imagine it's quite a number. And angels had a greater light. Man is by faith, but angels have seen him. They've been in the presence of heaven. They've had that greater light. And so there was no good excuse at all for their fall. They fell, and they did it in understanding. And saying all that just to say, only mankind can be redeemed. Now, all fallen angels will go to hell. Matthew 25, verse 41, lets us know that hell is created for the devil and in his angels. In Revelation chapter 5, 8, the four beasts and the 24 elders, which most people do believe, the 24 elders are saved people, they fall down before the Lamb and they begin to worship. Then in verse 9, they, referring to the four beasts, and the 24 elders say, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Now understand, they said us, and then kings and priests on the earth. It wasn't just the 24 elders, it was the four beasts. And the four beasts say they too were redeemed to God. How? By his blood. We're told they are redeemed from kindreds, tongues, peoples, and nations. Now, all that tells us that these are people. Then when you get to verse 11, the angels join in praise with verses 12 through 14 telling us the words of their praise. The angels did not join in until after the part about redemption, because they cannot fall and get saved or be redeemed. But they can, and they do praise God. So they join in the praise after the part about redemption. Again, the four beasts praise him for their own redemption. Now, I will be explaining this more when the study on the radio gets to that part in chapter 12. As a matter of fact, I have recorded through chapter 12 already, and so if you've not heard that yet, it should be starting quite shortly. And being that I record so far ahead, I'm not exactly sure when these things will be heard. I think chapter 12 will be heard in the month of December. However, chapter 5 should be heard throughout the month of September in its entirety, and it was. It was, my friend. You're listening to this in the month of November, and it was heard that way. Now, as for the rider on the white horse, the rider in chapter 19 is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. As one reads chapter 19, verses 11 through 21, that is quite clear. However, the rider in chapter 6 on a white horse is not the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would encourage you, my friends, that if you missed that broadcast, that you go to our website and you can look for that under Revelation chapter 6, and it will take you there. I think the best place to go is our website. That's www.sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com /Central Baptist. CentralBaptist. Now, concerning the angels of the churches in chapters 2 and 3, I believe it is referring to pastors. The word angel is translated from the Greek word angelos. It means messenger. In Matthew 11:10, Jesus used this word about John the Baptist. The same Greek word translated angel in chapters 2 and 3 is in Matthew translated messenger. In Philippians 2:25, Epaphroditus is referred to as Paul's brother, companion in labor, and a fellow soldier. But to the church of Philippi, Paul tells them that Epaphroditus is their messenger. That is, he is their pastor. Now, obviously, John the Baptist and Epaphroditus are both men, human men. One must read the context of the chapter to know when the Bible is referring to an angel of heaven or a messenger of God who is delivering the message of God. Now that is the pastor's mission, to deliver the message of God. And that's what we try to do on this broadcast as well, by the way. He must deliver God's message, the pastor that is, to the local church. Now the seven local churches in Revelation were being warned. The pastor is being told to warn these people. That is why the message is to the angel of the church. Now, I'm a pastor. I don't want to be an angel in the sense of a spirit being like you may be thinking of angels. Instead, I prefer to be caught up to heaven and be part of the bride of Christ instead of angels who will be judged, speaking of under our authority in eternity. Those angels will be judged by us, the Bible tells us. Now, I'm in full agreement that we must be careful of what we teach and preach. James 3:1 lets us know that pastors will be held to a stricter standard at the judgment seat of Christ. I'm happy to give an answer for my faith and the understanding of the Word of God. And I hope this clarifies things up for you, my good brother, in regard to your questions, and it helps you to understand it much better. And I hope that you'll continue to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast and encourage others to listen in as well. And I also trust you will encourage others to write us, and that you'll continue to allow God's Word to be the light you follow all your days. And I hope that that answered that dear brother's question, and perhaps you've had that same question too, and I hope that answers your question as well. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
I will pledge my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Before we close today's broadcast, I would like to read tomorrow's question to give our listeners a little time to think how Dr. Bloom might answer it. Dr. Bloom, I don't understand Luke 17:21. What does it mean about the kingdom of God is within you? We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.